Hi, this is Mike Conroy with Expert Dry. We dry wet buildings, dry out without the tear out. Are you buying a property? Should you have a mold inspection or just a home inspection? Maybe you'll benefit from doing both. Maybe one's enough. We receive requests for mold inspections and indoor air quality testing for mold. Certainly more residential than commercial requests, but we provided test results and opinions on large commercial properties too. The residential clients usually mention that someone will be living in the planned purchased property and is affected by mold. Sometimes the caller will say they believe someone has allergies to mold. In our experience, we ask if a home inspection has been conducted or is one scheduled. Our advice is to always have the home inspection before the mold testing. Some home inspectors test for mold. The law varies by state if a home inspector's license allows mold assessments also. The inspection report covers a lot of areas in the home that a mold inspection does not include. Home inspectors check for roof problems, electrical troubles, leaking plumbing, and all sorts of things that may require repair or additional investigation by a professional that specializes in the concern noted by the inspector. If a home inspector discovers mold during the course of an inspection, they typically note it on their report as suspected mold and then say something like, "We suggest you contact a professional mold specialist." We found it's a lot easier to find a home inspector on Facebook or Google than either a certified indoor environmental consultant like ourselves or certified industrial hygienists. We like to have home inspections done before we do mold inspections and testing. The home inspector provides another set of eyes, and then we can follow up with our opinion. One of the major benefits of having the home inspection done before the mold inspection is the financial one for the prospective buyer. Since the home inspector is looking for many potential issues, the inspector may discover a major problem that might cause the sale to stop anyway. Maybe a major foundation or structural issue, or perhaps a really expensive rewiring or repiping requirement. If one of those big problems stops the buyer from continuing the purchase, it's really no longer very important to determine if there's a mold issue also. Although it's our profession to inspect, correct, and protect, don't hire us to inspect a property if you don't plan to buy it anyway. Thanks for listening to the Expert Dry podcast. We plan to share information on emergency water damage mitigation, mold assessments, and all things pertaining to emergency services following disasters.